Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guest to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Welcome back to yet another week of Mission Accepted. Are you excited? I hope you're excited. We're excited to be here. And I said we. You are loving the group podcast. So we always love it. We love hanging out with people like-minded. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing, hanging out with like-minded people? So I get to hang, like, do I have a good job? I have a good job. I have a great job. You're like, yeah, I want your job. I'm like, you too can have my job. Just go duplicate it. You can do that. So I'm super excited. Thank you so much for coming back and thank you for sharing. I've been saying this in our podcast, our analytics from a global perspective have just been incredible. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing them, not just to your neighbor in your neighborhood, but sharing them in this grand world of international business. So we are all authors that are going to be speaking to you today. We've either been an author in a collaborative book. We've done our own book. We have eBooks. We have multiple books. We have books that we talk about when we speak and share. And we're going to talk all about kind of the world of authorship. If you've wanted to be an author, very cool. If you are an author, congratulations. All and like, when you think about books, when I think about all, like when you walk into a bookstore, or you walk into a library, do you get excited? I get excited. I'm like, ooh, which aisle do you go down first? Do you run to like personal development or do you run down to cooking and look at all the pictures and wish you could? You know what I mean? Do you find yourself wanting to sit on the floor? You're like, there should be a chair everywhere. Do you find yourself sitting on the floor? Are you a magazine person? I love like pictured magazines. I love the pictures in magazines. I like to take them when I go on planes. Do you know what I mean? I already have my books in my suitcase. So are you the person that loves to write in your books? Are you like, oh, my book is like, I would never, ever fold the corner. I would never like, you know, I put my bookmark and I put it away. Or do they look like you've had them for 20 years and you've had them for 3 weeks? Do you know what I mean? Do you like to stack them? Do you put them on bookcases? I mean, books are so, they're just so cool. They represent you. You know, I have books behind here. We use them for decor. We use them as things to reflect our personalities. We love coffee table books. Or do you like black and white pictures? Do you like color pictures? There's so many cool things about authoring and being part of a book. But I have yet to meet an author that wasn't inspired at the very least, some people driven to share a message, to make the world a better place, that had to brave up on some degree to put those words on paper. Because when you put them on paper and they're in a store and people can buy them, you're like, can't change it. Can't change it until revision time. So welcome to the wonderful world of authors. And I'm going to introduce who is sharing some time with us today. So let me tell you, we have, so people are listening to the show and some are watching to the show. So ladies, look at this. I'm in a group of ladies today. Maybe when I say your name, you can just kind of wave your hand. If you're driving, just keep going. Don't look at the show. But I'm just going to introduce you. So if you can, just kind of wave your hand, that would be great. So we have Grace Liu, who is the Women's Truth Awakener. She is with us today. And then we have Mary Lumerding, and she is a cooking coach and author. And we have Vera Melanger-Vey. Oh, that's a personal thing of mine. A speaker, author, and a success mentor. And then we have Miss Trish Springsteen, who is a confidence coach, a mentor, a speaker, and an author. You have met these ladies before. If you've been hanging out in the 262 world, watching some of the summits, they all are incredible speakers. But let's have a little chat today about this world of authorship. So Grace, let's start with you. Favorite book growing up?
I would have to be the Monkey King. Because my parents were traditional Chinese, so they wanted me to understand and immerse in my culture first before getting into the American culture. So I was introduced to the Monkey King, and I just love anything to do with monkeys anyway. So
Oh my gosh, that's also, is it, so for those of us that don't know, is it a children's book? Is it a, yeah, it's an animated children's book.
it's a
Yeah.
children's book.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. And Vera.
I think for me, it was the Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew, the series, because I just read a lot and they had so much curiosity and sense of adventure and problems to solve and interactions. And it just created this whole world of excitement for me. And I just wanted to be there.
Oh, that's so good. Those books that when you read them, they transport you, right? There's educational books and those are the ones that transport you. I'm sure my daughter went through that, the hair and not get, you don't have to be a young girl to love the Harry Potter series, but the people that really get into the series, right? I remember Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew. That's awesome. And Mary.
For me, it was a biography about Florence Nightingale. My brother gave me the book. I was about 12 years old, and I really loved her independence and just her drive. I really cherished that book.
That's awesome. Awesome. And Trish, how about yourself? Growing up, a favorite book?
For me, it's The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Hmm.
I'm a big science fiction, fantasy, paranormal fan. And that's probably where it all started.
Oh my gosh, that was so good. For me, it's really interesting. My mother had bought these encyclopedias from someone that came to the door and sold encyclopedias. And they were a children's set of encyclopedias. And they were full of little tidbit information and these incredible illustrations. So maybe that's where my love for magazine comes. A little bit of information and a big instrument. But I just remember those books. And I remember they must have cost my mom a lot of money for herself because it was like the book, there was this like glory around these books. Like, to be able to read one was kind of special. And you didn't just take them anywhere and they stayed in a special place. At the house or what have you. So there you go. Well, ladies, it takes a lot of guts and glory and inspiration and determination and dedication and all those things that end in ION to get take a book or say yes to being in a collective book. I'm just going to ask you, what inspired you? We have a lot of people listening that may very well want to take that step or write their second book, right? So Trish, what inspired you to put your words on paper? Because you've not only put your words on paper once, you've put it a number of times. So is it just a part of your being now? You've embodied it? Or when you first started to do that, like what was your process? What inspired you?
I was never going to be an author. That's it. Didn't even think about it at all. And when I first started my business, it was credibility. So my first book I wrote was all about what I was doing in my business. My other two ones that are really ones I like to highlight were because of personal experiences and crises I had. And they were two that I facilitated because I wanted to bring together groups of people around two subjects that sometimes difficult to talk about. So there was a business inspiration, and then there was a personal inspiration, and then people don't start writing as an author because once you do, you'll just keep writing as an author, and it's absolutely fantastic. It's to think that sometime down the track, someone might pick up my book and read something. That would be fantastic.
Well, I think that, yeah, and pick it up. And sometimes we don't even know where they're picking it up from. Just kind of like my girlfriend who borrowed my book of yours. And, who knows? We used to put our name and number on the inside because you know that once you lent out a book, the chances of you getting it back are pretty slim. But it's true, books do travel. And the one thing that I love about books, kind of like how my mom had that around the encyclopedia, which I'm sure was more about cost than anything, was that we move with our books. You know what I mean? We don't put books in recycling. By nature, we gift them or we recycle them or we take them to a, like recycle them by giving them to a library or what have you. But where we go, our books follow, I think. And Mary, how about yourself?
For me, it was like a big brain dump because I kept thinking about all these cooking ideas, and once I wrote it down on a into a book, then I could stop thinking about that and move on to helping people to get cooking. So I really appreciated being able to just put it together in a book.
Right. And I think much like yourself, I mean, it does make when you are, so you are a chef. So, you know, those things go together. Not everybody that puts a book together happens to do it for business. But like with you, Trish, just the ability to see, because people will walk up to all of us and go, hey, tell me how, you know, Trish, tell me how you got confidence. And you're like, oh my goodness, I don't have that time to stand here. But let me tell you, let me give you this. Let me give you this, or being able to send people to get that information. Vera, what inspired you?
My husband, actually, our 25th wedding anniversary, he said, I don't understand why I can't give you red roses for something that happened 10 years before I left you or I met you. And it made me realize that I had some unhandled traumas. And so I decided to delve into it by writing. And I wrote for therapy initially, and then realized when I was done that I wasn't the only one who was using words that had been attached to my identity to hold me back. And I started to write my second book, which is the one I published.
Oh my goodness, that's cool. So you had a book that you didn't publish, you used, and then nice step up.
But once it was done, I realized I didn't need to publish it, that it had done what it was meant to do.
Right. Very cool. And what about for you, Grace?
Well, I've always loved to write. And then I'm always like sharing my story. So my parents go, you should write a book. And then, you know, my friends. And then when I got into this business and everything, everybody's like, oh, but write a book, you know, so that you have some credibility and everything. So it just seems like everybody was just going, write a book, write a book, write a book. So I stepped into it.
I love that, right? I mean, talking about that earlier, and Vera, we were sharing about that not too long ago. It's like, you know, the environment that you're in, you will rise to that tide, right? You'll rise to the tide. And it's interesting because those of us that have written in books and are writing in books, because predominantly we're probably in business or in publishing or have stories to tell, there's this thing around, oh, everybody's writing a book now. You know, why should I write a book too? We're like, we're still at only 3% of the world. So it is a pretty special thing to be able to write it. And there's a process. So let's talk a little bit about that. So Trish, you've had a couple of different, you've had the business, you've had personal, feel free to talk about either or both. But what was your main feeling going into the project? Like, was there anything that you had to overcome and or got inspired by internally? Like, what was that feeling? Like relief? Like, you know, Grace might have been, okay, relief. But what was it like for you?
The first book I had to be pulled in kicking and struggling, because as far as I was concerned, I was a speaker and a trainer and a mentor. I was not an author. So it took a lot of bullying around me to get that first book, which was called Creating Confident Communicators. So that was the first start. And then I didn't write anything else for quite a few years until someone asked me to be in a compilation in America. So I did that. And then I decided I wanted to share two of my favorite, two ones very close to my heart. One was Touched by Breast Cancer. And that was because I went through breast cancer and I wanted to invite other people to share their stories. And the other one that I facilitate is Forever Changed by Suicide. And that is because we lost our son Craig to suicide in 2007. His anniversary was 2 days, 2 days ago. And suicide at that time was not spoken about. So I wanted to give people opportunity to speak about their journey, those who help people. So those are the three of my 21 books but those three probably the aha moments and pivotal moments of my writing.
Right. I mean, it's really interesting. Thank you for sharing. What inspires one, or what is the main, you know, like when I say, what is the main feeling? Like, what is it about going in? It's very interesting because sometimes that's the things that we have to overcome to just get that pen to paper, or all of a sudden it fuels you and you write one book and you're like, bring it on. You know, how about for you, Mary? What was it like for you? What was that? And what was the feelings going through your project?
Well, like I said, it was just a matter of writing down things that were going around in my head anyway. And it just brings together all of the pieces in my life. It's the Toastmasters work, the raising my son with ADHD and helping him and also my professional cooking. It just brings all that together. And yeah, it was just fun to do. I really enjoyed the process.
Awesome. Vera, yourself?
I think one of the interesting things for me writing my book was just giving myself permission to write it. Because I've been a professional writer, medical writer for years, and I knew I could write. And I knew that my story had an impact on people, but it was like, I don't deserve to share that. Like, who am I to do this? But once I started, I realized that one of the gifts I have is I can simplify the complex. And if I didn't use that gift appropriately, I was actually wasting it. So I sat down and said, okay, let's not be selfish. Let's share. And that's how I forced myself to write.
Wow, very cool. And Grace, yourself?
Well, first I stepped into excitement, and then sometimes the self-doubt came because, you know, like, well, who's going to want to read my story? You know, it's already been told probably. So it's like that yo-yo feeling, excitement and self-doubt, excitement. So literally I just had to say, you know what? Excitement is going to have to take over. It's going to have to win. So yeah, so it's just like, you know, stepping into your power, right? And just letting that excitement and power take over and getting rid of the doubt.
I love that. I mean, I love how everyone's kind of had a little bit of a different experience. I hear things like worthiness and deservedness and relief and excitement and validation, whether it's internal or external, like our careers, right? And just that whole process. I mean, Trish, you know, you take people through the process of all those things that they go through. And I think we have to be our own cheerleaders and then having other people cheer us on. And then the beautiful thing is you have these books. You know, I mean, these are two of the author's books. Trish has got all hers behind hers, and so does Grace. But you've got this, it's kind of cool to see something in an actual physical form. Because many of the times that we help people or we do things for people is through one-on-one. A lot of us are coaches, cooking, sharing. And so a lot of it is like that. But you know, you get to see these. It's kind of like when you get an award. I mean, I think writing a book is almost that feeling, like when you open it up, I'm sure you've all known that feeling of opening that box, seeing it come in, and you're like, ooh, and who are you going to give your first book to? And the first time that you signed a book and you're like, wow, this is really real, right? I mean, I think there's all times where it's real. It's like the book's finished, like you just signed off on it. Like I literally just signed off on a new book, like about 3 minutes before I came on. So you sign off on it, and then you start to, you're like, whoa, okay, now you got to wait for it to all get put together. And then you have something. And I was thinking about this the other day, Mary, actually, when you sent me your book and I opened it up and I was like, how many books have I had the pleasure of reading and sharing? And it is a really beautiful way of leaving legacy. I think writing a book is a really beautiful way of leaving legacy because, you know, if I think about some of the books that I have, that the authors are no longer writing. Let's just put it that way. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think our words carry on, our impressions carry on, our stories carry on. I think it's really, really, really super, super, super cool. And I wanted to ask, because the topic, like, it's one thing to decide what are we going to write about? But when you came up with the topic, let's talk about the topic and, or your, you know, the book title, not topic. I'm talking speaking. But when you came up with the title, or maybe you participated in someone else's book, and I've done that before. I'm part of other people's anthologies. As someone who puts anthologies together, I make no comment. I completely respect. For me, it's about the content that we're sharing. And if they pick a book name, I'm like, wouldn't be what I put. It's not my place to say. It's their journey and I'm participating in their journey. And I just love that. So I actually am I do participate in a lot of collaborative books. And I just think it's so cool. It's a great way to meet people. But how did you come up with, I mean, and again, you know, Trish, you have 21. So, I mean, you know, pick one or pick two to talk about on how you came up with the title and what was your process around that?
The title doesn't always come straight away. Sometimes I just write and then I know that along I'll put a working title, which sounds pretty awful. And then as I go along, the actual title comes up. It was Creating Confident Communicators was just it, because that's all about what I talk about, speaking and being confident. The two that I really put a lot of time in was Touched by Breast Cancer And I wanted to do that because that's the cover of it. Mm-hmm. And I did that because everybody's touched by breast cancer. It is a ripple effect, no matter who it is. And then Forever Changed by Suicide, which is that one.
Mm-hmm.
That one, because suicide changes you. It is a very massive thing and it changes you. Those two titles, those last two, came as I saw the stories. And they're my two that are closest to my heart of the 21 books I've gotten. The others are great, but those two.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's fair. And I think that's really important for people to know, because a lot of times they're like, oh, they think that people think to be an author, you have to have everything all together, including the title. And many times, even if you have a title, like you said, it kind of, you know, you're like, that ain't going to be it. But you have to give it something so that you, this project that you're working on. But the title can change even at the very end. Even as you start to get into the cover and how the cover starts to get designed, all of a sudden you're like, well, the cover design I like doesn't really match that. Or you have a title and the visuals that go with the title, they're not merging. They're not the right color for you or the right meaning for you. But it's very interesting, that process. What about you, Mary, when it came to the picking of the title?
I belong to a Facebook site for authors of self-published books. And I received some versions from the publishing house that I was working with. And one of them was a really weird green. It was just like, I asked for green, but it was just really different. It was crazy. But they had very good suggestions. And so I took about three people's suggestions and put them together. And the plate, I was thinking about putting a question mark in the middle of the plate, because like, you're thinking, what am I going to make? And somebody said, no, just leave it blank. And I just love the way it turned out, you know, and the subtitle, Organize and Enjoy Your Cooking. Well, that's what I want. I want people to be organized in the kitchen so they can enjoy cooking. And it just fell together. The pieces came together. And it feels really good when that happens.
It does. And so what I'm hearing is that even getting other people's opinions, now some people don't, because they, you know, but getting people's feedback and weaving through that, mm-hmm. It is a creative process, right? Even the title, the cover.
Very much so. Yeah,
very much. And Vera, how about for yourself?
So my book's called The Words We Wear, How to Show Up with Confidence and Create Your Best Light. It's the book is about how word labels affect how we feel about ourselves and how we show up, which is basically, I'm talking about limiting beliefs and things that most people don't want to deal with. So I wanted to make it very approachable. And I chose the analogy that word labels are like clothing labels. They affect how we feel, which means they affect how we show up, what we do. And that means our behaviors, and that creates our identity, because our actions, behaviors, and choices are our identity. So I did that. And then I used a Z, if you're American, because I wanted to emphasize the fact that we have choice, and that the words we use to describe ourselves and to think about ourselves should be intentional.
Very cool. And so that's how you picked your title, was by being intentional. That's awesome. And Grace, how was your experience around book and book title?
Well, I just love the fact that I was able to collaborate first, because that kind of helped me to then figure out, like, you know, what it is I want to write. And it wasn't like I had to write a whole book. I just was, you know, writing a chapter. So writing a chapter is much easier. And I think for me, it was just, first, if I can write a chapter, then perhaps the next step will be to write a book. But first, you know, it's just like little baby steps for me.
No, I think that's a really great place to be. Even for people that we had people come in to write a quote in our planner, it's 12 words or less, right? And I think that because sometimes people have the, like, same thing that we've talked about. I don't know. I don't really have anything to say. This may not, you know, and so baby stepping in, and or that's super cool. You know, that's super cool to have your own quote, to use your own words. That's interesting as well. When you ask people for a quote, they're like, they give you something from Winston Churchill or something. You're like, no. Your words, like your words make impact. I've done the same thing. And I love that. I love that. My first book was collaborative as well. So super cool. So look, ladies, as we talk, let's share a little bit more about I mean, would you do it again? I don't want to assume what the answer is. Would you do it again? Are you planning on doing it again? Is there something that you want to share here on Mission Accepted? You hear heard here first. And I know that, Vera, you just shared with us some content of what your book's about. Ladies, share with us what your chapter's about, what your story's about, if there's more that you can share about that. And while you're doing that, maybe what is it that you hope that by doing this book, what kind of impact are you hoping it may? You know, whether it's making it easier for people to make meals so they save money and stop going to restaurants. I mean, what is it that you would like? So I know there's a lot in that, but it'd be great to share, you know, just would you do it again? Are you doing it again? What's your main message? What was it that the book was, what was it that was important to you that you wanted to get out? And then, what do you want people to get from it? So Trish, let's start with you.
Yes, I would, because I
don't... Yeah. You know what? You might have said 21, that's it.
21. No. You get hooked. And the reason why, I had to stop and think why I suddenly became quite prolific at writing. And some of them are my own books. Some are co-authored and some are contributing chapters. And I'm very particular about the books that I contribute to now, because I've been caught out a couple of times in books that I put a chapter in and it didn't quite work. And the reason why is because, as I just adhered to very briefly before, it's the legacy. It's the fact that sends shivers up the spine, my spine, because I know people don't throw books out. They give them away. They stay on shelves. They end up in secondhand bookstores. And thought that sometime down the track in maybe 20 years, someone takes a book off Amazon or they go into a bookstore and picks up one of my books. And it might be just a paragraph or a sentence that they read that at that time they need to read that could have been all that they needed that to change their lives or to make a decision. The thought that I could be leaving words like that, that is why I write. I've got two more books coming out. One, it started out being called A to Z of Public Speaking. And this is why your title's changed, because it is now Rock Public Speaking for Introverts and Extroverts. And the other one is my story for Craig. It's Craig's story. Remember him. And it's the story of his life, our life before, and the ripple effect after. So that one, those two I'm writing at the moment, and they're coming out. And I will keep writing, contributing, co-authoring, and making sure my word's there, because I don't want to be selfish. I don't want someone down the track who needed to hear my words not be able to hear them because they weren't there.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to those book launches, and you know we're going to be cheering you on. We're a big book launch. Invite us to the party, right? People are like, I launched a book. I'm like, I didn't get an invitation to the party. What are you talking about? All right, Mary, for you.
My message is easy, simple, healthy cooking. And I do have a couple of follow-up books for my book. One is a journal so that people can track their progress and write down ideas and just keep themselves organized in their head, and also a recipe organizer, because we find recipes in books and online, and, you know, how do you find them afterwards? So there will be a kind of a tracker for recipes. And I may even just write a recipe book. I don't tend to measure ingredients. I'm an intuitive cook, but I've read that Jamie Oliver's like that too. So I'll try and write down my recipes and give them measurements. And I wrote down how to make a spaghetti sauce, and it's just a list of ingredients. It's not any amounts. So I'll have to pin that down someday, but I'll write a recipe book one day.
All right. Well, invite your friends over and try the different recipes. That's not a tough thing to do. That's called market research. And that sounds like a whole lot of fun. All right. Thank you. And Grace, for yourself.
Yes. Actually, I'm working with some other authors. We're collaborating on overcoming obstacles. So yes, I had such a great time collaborating on the first book. So yes, I would step in and do it again. And for me, you know, relationships is so important. And I think like a book, you know, you're just sharing your story. You're bringing people together. There's a relationship there. And, you know, you all have stories. We all have stories. And, you know, I think everything started off with stories. So Yeah, so.
Well, maybe share with us, what was it that you wrote about in your first collaborative book? What did you decide to write about first?
I decided to write about like how, you know, relationships are important. And so, you know, to open up and keep that door of relationship open, you have to have communication. And we all have our unique communication keys, because I'm a key chain collector. So I thought about the keys. And if you have the right keys and you know the lock, you can always open the door to that relationships and having that beautiful relationships all the time.
Right on, right on. That's really powerful. And Vera, how about for yourself? Do you got something brewing? And you shared a little bit of on the inside, but what do you hope that your book does?
Actually, I've got two more books brewing, yes.
I love it. I love it. I just decided to ask that question, and I love that.
Yeah, because when I started to write the first one, I couldn't get everything into it. So my editor said, like, set it apart. You don't have to do it all in one. And to me, it's really important, because when I wrote the first one, what's coming back now is people who will, well, I was at an event last week and people came up to me and said, I read your book and it's amazing. And I get one for my sister and I bought one for my niece. And I realized that if that book, which just barely touched the surface of everything that I've been researching, could have that kind of an impact, then I really wanted to go deeper. So actually my next book is going to be called Nearly Naked Truths. And it's because I write nearly naked for the most part, because that's the best time to be vulnerable. And so I'm really looking forward to that. It's going to go a little bit deeper and hopefully help us a little bit more, give ourselves permission to live the core of who we are.
Wow, that's so cool. Look at the amazing things that people do. You know, when you're walking in the grocery store, you're walking down the street, there's like all sorts of people like us going around, and we have all this, like, people have just incredible greatness. And I think the wonderful thing about putting words to paper is the expression of that. Just people are so vast and they're so creative, and we all have different messages. And I love, Trish, that you've written multiple books with different messages in each, because don't say we all have multiple personalities, but someone, there's a condition for that, but we all have different skills. And we all have different ways of explaining those skills, that when you explain it, I hear it a little bit differently than when someone else does. So I think you're very much correct. You're very correct. They say it's kind of like getting a tattoo. Once you get a tattoo, then you tend to get another tattoo and another tattoo. And writing books are the same. They the same thing. And Vera, I love the fact that, you know, you had someone kind of rein you in a little bit, because you hear people, my book's not finished. My book, I'm like, how many, you know, like, what are we at, 500 or 600 pages? And I think it's important to be digestible, right? Because not everybody, because you, as you are starting to write your book, sometimes you even re-educate yourself and inspire that next piece of information. You actually are your own teacher, right? And you're like, oh yeah, that's right. But I've known that for 10 years and I'm going to go over here. So I think that's absolutely wonderful. So we're going to do a little bit of a round robin, and maybe if you can just share, we know we have everything in the show notes for people to be able to reach you and get your books. I believe, if I know everybody correctly here, that when you say, give your title of your book and then a place to reach out to you at, just one, whether it's a website or a social handle, we'll have everything there. And then I'm pretty sure everyone's book here is on Amazon. If it's somewhere else other than Amazon, please feel free to share that as well. I know that the book that we just completed, that a lot of you are a part of, the 262 book, is on Amazon, but it is also making its way to the big stores and the small stores, and we're super excited about that. So Trish, again, let's go back to you. Maybe share with us where people can reach out to you if they're looking to get more information about the things that you did share. And then,
My book's available on my website, which is trishspringsteen.com. Very easy to remember. And just go to the book label there, and all my books are there. Creating Confident Communicators is my basic one, which I really like to share for people, because that's what I want them to be, confident and being able to share their message. So it's there, and all of my books are on Amazon.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. And Mary?
I'm on Facebook under Chef Mary KT, and also my website is kitchentimes.org, and you can message me through Facebook, of course.
Awesome. Thank you very much. And Vera?
My website is veragervais.com. Gervais is G-E-R-V-A-I-S. My books are at Barnes & Noble, Indigo, and Amazon as well. And it's The Words We Wear with a Z.
And oh my gosh, I just want to say Vera again, but Grace. I was looking at you and I was going to say Vera. I'm like,
that's all right. So, well, obviously, Deb already gave a shout out to Mission Accepted, 262 Woman book. Yes, it's on Amazon. I'm ever so grateful to be part of this book project that Deb, you know, had us, you know, contribute and everything. So thank you, Deb, for that. You can find me at Grace Solutions, that's GRACESOLUTIONS.com. So
awesome, awesome. And of course, you can go to DebDrummond.com to reach out to any of these ladies. We're happy to put you together if you missed anything. The book, you can go to the 262 Projects and see the book, and then all the other books. My books tend to support people in being sustainable. So a sustainable person is a powerful person. So a lot of my books behind the underneath, the message to them is to help people to be able to be sustainable, particularly our wonderful self-funding entrepreneurs. And with that being said, I have a final question for everybody that has nothing to do with books, nothing, absolutely nothing, but it does have to do with one of my favorite. And if you've been on this show before, you know that I love music. I think music just moves us. A good book moves us. Nothing like some music as well. So I'm going to ask you, you're taking some music with you. You're going to your favorite place in the world. And you couldn't imagine not ever listening to this music again. What would it be? So Grace, how about yourself?
I would say the Swing Out Sisters, Breakout.
All right. You got that going. And Vera?
Incredibly talented jazz artist, Keiko Mitsui.
All right. Look at this. Some new music for me to check into. And Mary?
Heidi Lang's Duets.
Oh, I was just looking up her picture because the Country Music Awards for BC is this weekend. And, you know, how can you not think about Katie Lang? No. Trish?
Anything by Enya. Celtic music, I love.
Oh, right? Yep. So good. So good. So look at listeners and viewers. We love, adore, and thank you. And here at Deb Drummond and Mission Accepted, if you want to be sitting where anyone else is sitting here, this is not difficult. My website's really easy. It's DebDrummond.com. And you can reach out. And if you'd like to be on a show, whether it's a group show or you want to have a three-part mini series or you want to have your own show, we're happy to have that conversation with you. We have just made a couple of announcements. So we're super excited. And I hope you're super excited and you're going to hear it. You're going to see it probably before you hear it, but we have just come off from this incredible book tour. We are on a book tour for 5 years. We're on our way to Dallas right now. We just came from the Emmys, and please tap into that. If you don't know why or how, you can contact me. We have still 38 spots left in the book, and you're like, what? I thought you published. We did, but there's Women of History holding space for another 38 women. And we announced yesterday that we are on our way to the Oscars. So if you're watching this after February 27th, 2025, because we keep our things alive, then you know what? Reach out anyways, because chances are we're still doing award events. We're on an incredible 5-year tour, but how exciting for this book to get into the hands of people that can actually share it. And that's really what we want our books to do, no matter what books we have, is to get them in the hand and share it. And then we made an announcement that the Top Performance Media Planner, Success Planner was on its way. And we just moments ago signed off on the final. That's in production and that will be out in the marketplace in the next couple of weeks. So you'll be able to have a chance to experience that. And that's kind of cool, keeping all your media in one place. Anyways, if you want more information, you know where we are. Support the authors that came on here today. Share this information. Pick up a pen, pick up a paper. I was a full journal writer. I wrote in a journal pretty well every day for 17 years. And never did I think I was going to do a book. And I, like you, Grace, my first place was not only my personal journal, was actually collaborating. I collaborated in a book that I created, and then I started collaborating with other books. And I love that process, but there's something very powerful about sharing your story and making a decision to share your story. And the nice thing about being in multiple books is you can share those many places of yourself. So that being said, we encourage you, and please let us know, because we will support your book launch. All right, ladies, thank you for joining us today. And everyone, as always, be well and stay groovy. Bye for now.